And welcome back to a new edition of Dark Matters Radio, taken from the archives of UFOs Tonight. Now, the show you're about to hear took place the weekend of Halloween, 1995. Actually, the date was Saturday evening, October the 28th. In studio, joining me were my two guests, who at that time were going by the names of Bill Bridges and David Torelli. Now, it just so happens I have the former Mr. Bill Bridges right here in studio with me. Actually, it's a very old friend that goes back many, many years, Mr. Richard Saraday. Rich, thanks for joining me to introduce this particular show. Now, real quickly, why were you and the guy we were calling Dave Torelli going under a pseudonym?
Well, you know, that's an interesting conversation. Often you take a radio name, and there were several layers of reasons for it. One was Dave Torelli was, you know, the name we created for Mike Younger, which is the name he created for himself to hide his real name, which turned out to be Vince Rothermel. But this is, go on. When I was asked by Steve Polidorus to perhaps co-host a show with this Mike Younger guy on KIEV, I was investigating this whole Mike Younger scenario, and I had drawn into his circle with Steve Polidorus and those people to try to learn what was going on, and was this guy for real? How come his information was so consistently good and fresh?
Well, what you're referring to is his apparent intelligence connections. Is that correct?
Exactly. Don't know how, don't know why, don't know where. It's a hall of mirrors. But there was something behind this whole story, which is still not ever been totally resolved. Anyway, so I chose the name Bill Bridges. For several reasons. One is I wasn't comfortable being myself as Richard Saraday. I didn't want to be attached to this as the supporter of the scenario, because I wasn't exactly a supporter. I was really an investigator of it and trying to get to the bottom of it. So I offered to be Bill Bridges. Bill Bridges being the joke, trying to build bridges between those who might want to offer something and the public.
Now, the week before, you guys had come down to the studio to do this particular show. You guys had conducted a radio program on KIEV in Los Angeles called The Blue File. Now, apparently, the night that you guys came down, there was some weird things going on in the parking lot of the radio station. Do you want to quickly fill in the audience on what that was?
Man, this is full out, spy versus spy, UFO disinformation, who knows what stuff going on through this whole period. It was very colorful, and if nothing else, it was like living in a movie. We had done the KIEV show the week before, in which Dave Torelli and Bill Bridges, my alter ego, had presented a document from Stormont Labs, which talks about the advances they had made in areas of genetics and the human genome, and on solving the antigen problem of using different bloods in different bodies. And this document was saying how they had succeeded in solving the antigen problem, that they had also developed cures for hepatitis A, B, and C, they bragged about, and that they had solved the problem of the human genome, and that I think the last line in this document was the wonders of the human genome or something lay open to us. We can do anything. The mention of cures for the hepatitis A, B, and C was, I guess, something that wasn't supposed to be out there and known anymore. This document was supposed to be out there and known. It was an internal document. Once we'd done that document on the show, later that day, you'd heard the show and you called to invite us onto your show next week. And so I mentioned that to Dave, and he was game for it. But he said, his bosses said, that'll be fine as long as you don't advertise that we're coming beforehand. Well, the next night, when you did UFOs Tonight, at the end of the show, you just mentioned we have a surprise guest next week, and you said, I'm not sure what you said, but maybe you referred to the blue file, or maybe you're, whatever. Well, I got a call about midnight after your show from Mike saying, you know, his boss was upset because they had agreed to it if he did not, it wasn't known he was coming on the show.
So, in other words, you're telling me that somebody was monitoring my show?
Oh, your show was always monitored, always, always monitored. Your offices were always monitored. Your movements were monitored. And when I got involved with you and after we did the STS-48 mission, I found all my movements monitored. I often had either a white car behind me or a tan van behind me. And at times when I would agree to meet with Mike at various locations, we'd have preset locations we'd meet at so nobody knew where we were meeting. And I'd drive down Orange County to meet him at some coffee shop or restaurant, and we didn't use the same places all the time. I often had the same car that I saw in Santa Monica in the parking lot of the coffee shop we met in. And anyway, what else?
Well, the night that you guys came down to do the show, I was up with, I guess you could call it my entourage, in front of the studio, and you had pulled in, and apparently you saw Michael Younger coming in, and he motioned you over to his vehicle, and something happened.
Yeah, well, the backup of that is his boss has said, now you can't go on and do that show because they know you're coming. And I kind of pushed back and said, no, this, you know, I've been wanting to do this, been wanting to make this connection, you know, let's go ahead and do it, you know. And Mike agreed to do it, he said, but there was going to be some security present. So we arrived, you know, your show has to wait for the last show to let out. You were upstairs, above ground, outside, waiting with your entourage. we were waiting, I came, and we were waiting for Mike to arrive, and eventually a pickup truck pulls up, the young, tall kid driving, and Mike in a passenger seat, and he pulls past the front of the radio station, and just kind of nods to me and signals me to join him, and then he kind of pulls around to go park in this huge parking lot, which is like 9/10 empty, and he pulls up behind a blue and yellow station wagon with darkened windows that has about 9 aerials on top of it. I walk over to say back to his car, and he says, check this out. And I look, he said, look at that car behind you. So I turn around and look, and there inside the car is a guy with one of those little lights that plugs into your cigarette lighter, and he's got a yellow pad. He's got a pair of he's got a camera on the seat next to him, not binoculars, take it back, a camera on the seat next to him. And he's got a CB radio, and on the rear bumper of this station wagon with the darkened windows and 9 aerials is a CB call sign. On the back. And so Mike points it out to me, and then the driver who drove Mike walked around to the other side of this car and stood there on the passenger side, and Mike stood on the driver's side, and I kind of stood behind him looking into the car. Mike makes a phone call, and he calls out the call sign of the CB radio on the bumper. And then we stood there for a minute. All of a sudden, over the CB radio, you can hear this the crackle with this guy's CB number and a comment that we have him under observation. All of a sudden, the guy realizes that's his call sign. Someone's talking about him, and he lifts his head up from down on the pad where he was writing, and he sees us standing on either side of the car, staring down into his car. And he immediately, you know, puts everything away, starts the car on, and drives away. You know, so that was happening in the parking lot before the show started. Now, we later tracked down his CB identity and found out that he was actually a private detective with an expired license who was working under the aegis of Lockheed Sanders at that time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. The name of this show, Conspiracy. The Conspiracy Show. And it is interesting. And also, in this show, you're going to hear parts of a couple of songs. One is called Dreamland. The other is Conspiracy. Now, you may be wondering, what the hell is he talking about? Well, these particular songs came from a CD by some very close friends of mine that actually never quite hit it out on the airwaves. But the name of the group that they started was called the MIB. Some of the people in the group, people that were involved with the UFO research arena, that were not professional musicians, although I personally think this music was very professional. Some of the people included Russ Estes, Dr. William Cohn, an abductee by the name of Valerie Petzak, among others. So, at some point, I am going to transfer, I'm going to find that tape, I'm going to transfer it over to digital audio, and I'm going to upload it to the Dark Matters Forum. But that's up and coming. But this is certainly a show that you're going to want to hear. So, without any further ado, on with the show.